This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
We go to war with Megan Barth today, since it's Tuesday, and that means Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. That's me. I take over the mic every Tuesday at this hour from 6 to 7 Eastern, 3 to 4 Pacific. We're in Las Vegas broadcasting live, one of my favorite cities, next to one of my most unfavorite cities, which would be the city of angels, Nancy Pelosi's southern backyard. We're going to get to some breaking news about Nancy Pelosi and about California over the course of this next hour, and then cover all of the news that perhaps you haven't heard throughout the day, or even some that you haven't heard throughout the week, because at least on this mic, Wayne and I blow it up with the news that the Democrats, as well as the mainstream media, which is simply their mouthpieces of propaganda, don't really like to talk about. But you can follow along with me today if you go over to ReaganBabe.com. You see my daily news feed, and I update that every morning and every afternoon and every evening. As soon as I find some news that I'm reading about or talking about throughout the day, I throw something new up on my website. So every day you can stay on top of what the mainstream media and the Democrats don't want to talk about. But what the Democrats do want to talk about, which is some breaking news that Wayne had printed out for me before he left the studio, is that Pelosi, Madam Pelosi, she calls for a special caucus meeting at 9 a.m. on Wednesday for possible Trump impeachment. I mean, are we really surprised they got nothing else to run on? Oh, sure, they're going to run on late-term abortion, third-trimester abortion. They're going to call it health care. That's what their new health care plan is, because the health care plan they're actually introducing, which is Medicare for none or Medicaid for all, is going to cost, I think, upwards towards $16 trillion, or is it $60 trillion? I lose track after the first trillion, because between the New Deal, which will bankrupt us, and Medicaid for all, it's hard to keep track of all the people, other people's money that the Democrats are promising to confiscate and then spend. So Nancy Pelosi and her progressive caucus. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called for a special meeting on Wednesday morning to push for Trump impeachment. Democrats don't like Trump, so they think he should be impeached. Well, no kidding. There is a civil war brewing in the Democrat Party. It's like, who can be more Stalin and who can be more crazy? Because there really is no basis for impeachment other than they find something in the law or change the law that they can just impeach somebody they don't like and maybe imprison their political foes. God knows we already know that the Democrats spied on their political adversaries. And others, hundreds of others. If you have an R behind your name, this is what the Democrats do. You are a target. That R is a target on your back. And so Barack Obama used the IRS. Barack Obama used the DOJ. Barack Obama used the CIA. Barack Obama used the NSA to spy on his political opponents. So they don't want to talk about that too much. No. They only want to talk about the Russian dossier, but not the Russians that fed the DNC information. That was actually misinformation, disinformation, quote-unquote political opposition research. No, they don't want to talk about those Russians. They want to talk about those Russian hookers that supposedly mitigated all over the president at one point. And then, of course, we had a judge this week that sided with the Democrats that political targeting now is completely legal, whereby the judge basically said, an Obama appointee, imagine that of course you can have access to all of the financial records within the Trump organization, his personal financial records, and heck, while you're at it, why don't you just take the financial records of his entire extended family, oh, and perhaps his donors, too, because you know that's coming. So Nancy Pelosi also doesn't want to talk about what's going on in her own backyard. Like I said, California. Now, you would think that since California has been run by the progressives, for decades. Whether it's Gavin Newsom, or whether it's Jerry Brown, or whether it's Nancy Pelosi, or whether it's Kamala Harris,
or Dianne Feinstein hiring Chinese spies to drive her all over.
In L.A., in Gil Garcetti's backyard, he is also sniffing, I'm sure. I'm surprised he hasn't thrown in his hat for mayor, or for president. But you know he's going to, probably in 24? I can see Gil Garcetti in a slick suit and his slick hair, walking on that stage to become president of the United States, just like Gavin Newsom will, too. So in the backyard in L.A., and all of their progressive backyards, you would think that it would be a utopia of equal opportunity, equal pay for all. Everyone's got free health care. Everyone's got free college. Of course, if you're an illegal alien, you do. But if you're a citizen, no way. But there is rotting trash that is piled sky high, which is attracting rats and raising concerns of a new epidemic. Do you know what that new epidemic is? See, I actually rewrote this headline on ReaganBabe.com because that new epidemic is called the bubonic plague. Yes, the progressives are bringing back the bubonic plague. Now, I remember talking about all this trash, this garbage, this filth, and all these rats that were piling up at the streets of L.A. 6 months ago, maybe 3 months ago. Typhus outbreaks. Typhus is a flea-borne illness that people get from rats. So if they accidentally come close to a rat or touch something or a flea jumps on them from the garbage that's piled high, they too can get typhus. So after reporting it was updated 6 hours ago. After reporting LA's most notorious trash pile to the city's 311 services hotline, the I-team was told it could take up to 90 days before it's cleaned up. But an expert, probably a health expert, says there's no time to waste. Rat-infested piles of rotting garbage left uncollected by the city of Los Angeles, even after promises to clean it up, are fueling concerns about a new epidemic after last year's record number of flea-borne typhus cases. Even the city's most notorious trash pile, located between downtown L.A.'s busy fashion and produce districts, God, I hope those fleas don't jump on the produce, continues to be a magnet for rats after it was cleaned up months ago. The rodents can carry typhus-infected fleas, which can spread the disease to humans through bacteria rubbed into the eyes or cuts and scrapes on the skin, resulting in severe flu-like symptoms. The NBC4 I-team first told Mayor Eric Garcetti's office about the piles of filth in the 700 blocks of Saris Avenue in October. Yeah, like I said, about 6 months ago. At the time, he promised to make sure trash doesn't pile up like that. Well, it looks like the trash did pile up like that. Another politician broke his promise. The garbage was cleaned after the interview, but conditions have worsened over the next 6 months. I can't walk down the street without thinking that a flea could jump on me, said Estela Lopez, who represents business owners in the area. After reporting the pile of waste to the city's 311 services hotline, the I-team was told it could take up to 90 days before it's cleaned. Why not just let the filth pile up for another 3 months, let the rats reproduce, let the fleas jump all over the place, perhaps on the produce, perhaps on Estela Lopez, who's afraid that she is going to get typhus. Trash and food waste attracts rats, said Dr. Jeffrey Klausner of UCLA. Well, no kidding. It does pose a public health risk, you think? Fleas off of rats and pile-high garbage? Yeah, that kind of adds up to the old health risk. An out-of-control rat population can even lead to the spread of dangerous strains of salmonella and bubonic plague. Other large cities like New York and Washington, D.C., geez, what do those have in common with the progressive partners in L.A.? Yes, progressive politics, Democrats, or Demo-rats, I guess, is more appropriate. Yes, other large cities like New York and Washington, D.C. have teams devoted to aggressive rat control. In the nation's capital, they are experimenting with bait stations laced with a rat contraceptives. Hey, why don't you just hand out heroin needles? You got them plenty. You're handing them out to people all over the streets. Why don't you just make sure that you're sticking rats with them? Built in Los Angeles, the I-team learned that there is no plan or program to control the growing rat population that feasts at trash piles like the one on Saris Avenue. It's something that we'll look into, said Pepe Garcia of Los Angeles Bureau of Sanitation. So they're just going to look into it. They're going to look at it, and I guess they're going to look into it. but it's going to take them at least 3 months to clean it up. Rats carrying typhus-infected fleas were found around L.A. last fall, according to County Health Department records. The agency did not provide details about where the fleas were found. Well, they jump like mothers, don't they? Saying that information would cause confusion and unnecessary alarm. Or perhaps, oh, I don't know, typhus? Between 2013 and 2017, county residents reported a yearly average of nearly 60 cases. That's twice as many the number reported in the previous 5 years. Last year, a record 124 cases were reported in Los Angeles County alone. And then it goes through the symptoms of flea-borne typhus, headache, chills, body aches, flu-like symptoms, rashes, all over the body. But fatalities occur in less than 1% of the cases. But let's go back to the bubonic plague, shall we? That causes massive death. I think it wiped out a whole population across the pond at one time. But let's bring it back, because what's old is new again. This is the progressive economic model. If they're not aborting people, they're making sure people get infected with typhus. If they're not handing out plastic straws, they're certainly handing out plastic syringes that they can shoot up heroin with on the streets of San Francisco. And let's not forget, in the streets of San Francisco, which is Nancy Pelosi's backyard, the dogs have to walk around human feces. This is the progressive utopia that we will all be embracing when the progressives get it their way, with Joe Biden leading the charge. But it doesn't look like AOC, the rabid socialist out of Brooklyn, New York, wants a kumbaya with a moderate. So we'll see how this shapes up. We'll be right back after this break. Got to keep the lights on. Check out ReaganBabe.com. This is Megan Barth, filling in for Wayne Allen Root. And we'll be right back with some more war.
I'm Wayne Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
If this were just any door, and this were just any ignition, connected to just any transmission, in just any vehicle, then perhaps it would be okay to buy it from just anyone. But this is not just any car. It's a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz. Every detail has been inspected and road tested by highly skilled Mercedes-Benz technicians. And it's all backed by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 5 years. Which makes the decision of where to buy one simple. Your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. The certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st. Come in today and take advantage of 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing offers available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services. Because in the end, it's absolute confidence in genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, or it isn't. It's either Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned, or it isn't.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access healthcare. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
War now.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now, I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and I, you know, usually there's a specific spiel I give, you know, a specific script that I read to talk about Liberty HealthShare, but I've kind of got off script for the last couple of months, because 2 months ago, I had surgery for kidney stones, and they took care of everything. All I had to do was pay off my deductible, which, unlike my old days with health insurance with Aetna, it was like $10,000. Now it's $2,500. I paid off my $2,500, and from that point on, the surgery was taken care of by Liberty HealthShare. Pretty amazing. I mean, I can't think of anyone that could treat you better than that. They reimbursed my son for his dental bill for his wisdom teeth. I have emergency wisdom tooth surgery. They took care of $2,000 out of a $2,500 bill. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. I had 3 doctor visits late in 2018. They took care of all of those. They were considered wellness visits. They were free. I didn't even make a copay. It's $107 a month as a single, $449 a month for a family. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237 or LightYourLiberty.com. Very cool.
Thank you, Wayne, and thank you, warriors out there that are listening to the show. Thanks for hanging on through the break. This is Megan Barth, ReaganBabe.com. Every Tuesday at this hour, I take over for Wayne so he can get some things done, and I love having this microphone. I encourage you to go to ReaganBabe.com. Sign up for my newsletter, please. And for those who have signed up that might have Yahoo, check your spam. Gmail, check your spam. Actually, just check your spam, because I get more and more people saying, you know, I signed up for your newsletter, but I didn't get it. And I'm like, I wonder if it's because I'm a conservative. And I wonder if it's because that I am speaking the truth and posting stories that you won't find in the mainstream media. And I think that my hunches are kind of correct, because don't you find it just fascinating that whenever a conservative is shadow banned or thrown off of Facebook or their page is taken down, it's a glitch. It's just a glitch. Only happens to conservatives. It's amazing. Facebook has, and Twitter and Google have turned into platforms for anti-Semites, communists, Marxists, and Democrats. But if you're a pro-life conservative black woman like Candace Owens or a pro-life conservative white woman like myself, you don't really have a platform because we're dangerous. So dangerous. Actually, what's more dangerous is something that I came across today, and it comes from an open letter that was published on Medium. And you can find this at ReaganBabe.com as well. Republican Google engineer writes open letter about company's outrage mobs and witch hunts. Geez, this sounds like the Democrat Party. One big outrage mob conducting numerous witch hunts. A Republican Google software engineer has written an open letter describing a culture of left-wing outrage mobs that make use of the company's anonymous bias reporting channels to shut down dissent. The company's anonymous bias reporting channels to shut down dissent. Sounds kind of fascist. The open letter, published Tuesday morning on Medium, was written by software engineer Mike Wacker, who was reported himself multiple times via the company's anonymous reporting tools. If left unchecked, Wacker wrote, these outrage mobs will hunt down any conservative, any Christian, and any independent free thinker at Google who does not bow down to their agenda. You know, progressives are all about diversity, unless, of course, it's diversity of thought. In one case, Wacker describes a fellow Republican employee who was reported for saying nice things about the University of Toronto academic Jordan Peterson. He was given a note in writing that said one Googler raised a concern that you appeared to be promoting and defending Jordan Peterson's comments about transgender pronouns, and this made them feel unsafe at work. Wacker himself was twice reported via the company's anonymous reporting channels. You wrote in the Activists Us at group, the definition of Google's values that matter is the one used by Google activists who would only be described as nonpartisan in the same sense that the Women's March could be described as inclusive towards pro-life Jewish women, reads a note he received in January. Other members of the group responded that your statement was perceived as hateful, incendiary, and in February, you received a note that said you received feedback from disrespectful and intellectually dishonest. Who are the snowflakes that are making all these decisions? My feelings are hurt. If my feelings are hurt, that's hate speech. It must be condemned. It must be deplatformed. It must be demonized. It must be demonetized. And this type of deplatforming, specifically when it comes to debate, will influence elections, and that is the plan. So we'll get back to this and more. You're not going to want to go anywhere except to my website, ReaganBabe.com. Sign up for the newsletter and don't turn that dial. Megan Barrett, and we'll be right back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Democrat Jerry Nadler was not too happy that former White House counsel Don McGahn was a no-show.
Let me be clear. This committee will hear Mr. McGahn's testimony, even if we have to go to court
to secure it. We will not allow the president to block congressional subpoenas, putting himself and his allies above the law.
And the subpoena parade continues as former White House Communications Chief Hull Picks and Annie Donaldson, an aide to former White House Counsel Don McGahn, were also subpoenaed. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, Republican from Kentucky, says he does not believe the United States is on the verge of war with Iran.
Nobody's talking about a military solution to the current friction with the Iranians. I haven't heard anybody discuss that.
Those comments after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo briefed senators regarding Iran Tuesday. This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Yes.
is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, Tangible Investments is the sponsor of this segment of the show. They've got what I call golden credibility, 35 years in business, over $2 billion in transactions. They're a discount gold, silver, and precious metals company. You're going to buy gold and silver. You know you are. You're a conservative. You understand the value of gold and silver, but you might as well buy it from a company with credibility and integrity and buy it at a discount. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold coin gift free. That's right. You don't even have to buy anything. Just call up and find out if you qualify, and they'll ship you $199 coin free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000, 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call now, 800-780-9000.
Thank you, Wayne, and thank you out there. I appreciate you holding on through the break. This is Megan Barth, ReaganDave.com. You can follow all of what I am talking about this hour and every day over on my website. And when you're there, make for my newsletter, you'll get a nice little gift from me for free every Saturday in your inbox, but also check your spam, because as a conservative, I am being shadow banned. I am being throttled on Facebook. I posted a picture of Barack Obama last week just to see if my theory was correct after I was seeing that none of my pieces were getting shared. I was really getting no likes. I was not really getting any traffic. And as soon as I post a picture of Barack Obama, the thing flies off the shelves, as they say. But let's get back to the progressive ideology of fascism, because that's really what it is, and how they are using their tech monopolies in order to criminalize conservatives, whether it's conservative thought or even employment. Get ready, because banking, I mean, we've already had Chase Bank and PayPal target conservatives. So we go back to this letter, this open letter that was written by a Google engineer, a Republican Google engineer. They just have this assumption that everybody is in this groupthink victimization silo, right? All of these leftists are nothing but a bunch of victims. They can't take care of themselves. They have to force wealth confiscation through policy of their masters in Washington, D.C. to make sure that they're getting their stuff for free. But the information that Google is supposed to provide is supposed to be free. The free flow of information. Because they're considered a platform. They're considered a search engine used by 90% of the world's population, I believe. And so if I want to go and I Google something, I am going to get left-wing, usually left-wing articles or resources. If I Google Donald Trump, there will be awful headlines. If I Google Barack Obama, it'll be nothing but roses and daisies and sunshine and unicorns, even though the economy sucked under him for 8 years and Obamacare was an absolute failure and he aligned with the Muslim Brotherhood. And he overthrew Egypt, and he overthrew Libya, and he gave Iran $2 billion, and the list goes on and on of his failures. But you won't see that if you Google. So I always, you know, someone called in a couple weeks ago and said I use DuckDuckGo, and I've been using DuckDuckGo, but just because we use something else doesn't mean it solves the problem. And the problem is really illustrated in this letter that was written on Medium by this Republican software engineer. And as I was saying before we went to break, he was getting into a discussion with this leftist, this fascist, this victim of the left. And he went back and forth with this engineer called Blake Lemone, I guess. And Blake Lemone is an engineer who belongs to a self-described cult led by a former porn star, he's totally normal, and called Republican Tennessee Senate Marsha Blackburn a terrorist. When Wacker raised issues with how the company had handled the AI ethics board debacle that ended up with the company dropping Heritage Foundation president Kay Coles James, Lemone replied that everyone is aware of your tolerance for bigotry. So what's interesting is that Kay Coles James was a black woman. And the conservative was actually fighting for her to keep her job on the AI ethics board, which is artificial intelligence. But the leftists wouldn't have it because she was a black conservative. Therefore, she must be silenced and she must be fired. In another post, this cult freak, Lamone, added, if you think that trans women aren't women, then you can either keep it to yourself or GTFO. It appears the company is trying to make that happen. Wacker describes a meeting in March with HR and his manager in which he claims to have been offered a severance package from the company. Wacker writes, I was pulled into a meeting of my own with my management and HR. During that meeting, I received a final written warning, and I received a verbal offer of 8 weeks of severance pay if I left the company. That verbal offer of severance was an implied threat of termination. While they never said it explicitly, it was clear that if I didn't take that offer, they would invent some pretext to fire me shortly thereafter. Well, you're in a Google is in a at-will state. They can fire without cause at any time they would like. A spokesperson for Google declined to comment on Wacker's situation, of course, but added that to make sure that no complaint raised goes unheard at Google, we give employees multiple channels to report concerns, including anonymously, and investigate all allegations of retaliation. So if you are simply a person that doesn't believe that a trans woman is a woman, because they aren't, they're not, and by the way, there's no such thing as 76 genders, or else perhaps archaeologists would have found, you know, the bones of a cisgender or a whatever gender, or this gender, or that gender. Yeah. So just the party of science wants us all to believe now that trans women are women, and that's why the party of science is for late-term abortion. Doesn't that make sense? Because if you're really the party of science, you would think, you know, you're killing a human being. You know, you're ripping out a child from an 8-month, 9-month pregnant mother, and you're killing it. I guess that's not science in the old communist, Marxist liberation social justice movement, which reminds me, every time you see justice or liberation, just think Marxism, because that's really what it is. It's a code word. Which brings me to my next article. I was leading into this a couple segments ago, and it's that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, otherwise known as Sandy from the Bronx, she's aligned with a group called Justice Democrats. Now, Justice Democrats is just basically a bunch of commies looking to further fundamentally transform this country, like Barack Obama had promised us. So the AOC aligned Justice Dems to Biden. Angry primary voters don't want kumbaya. The left-wing activist group, otherwise known as the communist group, aligned with AOC over the weekend, ripped former Vice President Joe Biden for urging Democrats not to be angry, warning Democrats that crowning a candidate who speaks about kumbaya like Biden could potentially backfire. So what these communists want is unrest. That's what communists always want. They want to make sure that people are angry, taking to the streets, beating up Nazis, silencing conservatives, pushing black women off of platforms. And I don't mean physically. I mean through their algorithmic changes. Or even just pushing women out the door like Google did with another black conservative woman that was head of AI, the ethics board, because God forbid Google have ethics, right? So during his campaign kickoff event in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania over the weekend, Biden said that the Democrats don't have to be angry to win the nomination and beat President Donald Trump. Biden also made the central argument of his candidacy that he is the Democrat best positioned to defeat Trump in 2020. The former vice president told the crowd that the first plank of his climate change platform is beat Trump, because progressive policies cannot be enacted if Trump is still in the White House. Now, remember, Biden is all about this green revolution, this Green New Deal. He was green before Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was born. He's been fighting the good fight. He's been in Congress for 30 years. What has he done? They say Democrats are so angry that the angrier candidate can be, the better chance he or she has to win the Democrat nomination, Biden said. Well, I don't believe it. This is, again, flip-flop gap Biden that was for or against sanctuary cities. Now he's for sanctuary cities. He was against late-term abortion. Now he's for late-term abortion. He was against illegal immigration. Now he wants you, actually he demands that you pay for illegal aliens' health care. So Joe Biden calls for unity. Waleed Shaheed. The group's communications director ripped Biden for his past support for the Iraq war, unfair trade deals, and the credit card industry, saying Democrats should not be crowning Biden this early in the process. Shaheed said on MSNBC that these are the issues that also dogged Hillary Clinton in her 2008 and 2018 presidential bids. He added that Democrats who want a new face of leadership want to fight and do not want this kumbaya thing and talk of unity. He said electability is about motivation and not moderation. Do you hear that, Republicans? Do you hear that, Republicans? Let me repeat that, Republicans. In the leadership of the RNC, Waleed Shaheed said electability is about motivation and not moderation. Take that one to the bank. That should be on the tombstone of every moderate candidate that has lost an election, like Mitt Romney, for example, Justin Amash, who's really a libertarian, who's now calling for the impeachment of Trump. We'll touch that and more. But we don't get moderate around here. We get motivated. So stay tuned. Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Today, business happens here, here, and virtually anywhere. Because today, innovative companies are reinventing the way business happens. And they need people who can keep up with the expertise and technology to get packages to over 150 million delivery points. So, who can help you deliver the future of commerce? The United States Postal Service. See why we deliver more e-commerce packages to homes than anyone at USPS.com/future.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.375%. APR 4.65%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 2.13% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
War now.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
And welcome back. Thanks for holding on. This is Megan Barth of ReaganBabe.com. If you go there, you can see all of the news that I've been talking about for, just about the past hour, and all the news that I've been talking about all week. You can also sign up for my newsletter. Follow me as well on ReaganBabe on Facebook and ReaganBabe on Instagram. And if you go over to Twitter, you can follow me there as well. And I was checking Twitter over the break. And Waleed Shaheed, is that his name? Waleed Shaheed, the guy that I was talking about, who is the group's communication director, the group which is the Justice Democrats, which, again, are just basically Marxist Democrats, Communist Democrats. If you see the word liberation or justice, always think just think Marxist or Communist. It makes it much easier. So Waleed Shaheed was saying that electability is about motivation and not moderation. And he argued that the left-wing voters, meaning the commies in this country, are more concerned about what Joe Biden did in the Senate. He literally was the architect of the 1994 crime bill. I think that the voters have a lot to learn about his very public record beyond Joe Biden just being the vice president to Barack Obama. And actually, I agree with what Waleed Shaheed. And I actually agree with the fact that Waleed Shaheed, when he says that it takes motivation and not moderation to win elections, yeah. You know, I watch across the spectrum of politics, not just policy, but politics. And as an activist, I was always outside of political circles. Specifically, I was an activist when many in the GOP were calling me a wackadoo. When Janet Napolitano put me on the watch list of the government as a right-wing agitator or a terrorist. Remember that? And so the GOP really didn't know what to do with activists back in the day of the Tea Party. They weren't so sure. But what we did is we won elections. Why? Because we were motivated. We weren't moderated. We didn't sit down. We stood up. And we stood on principle. Unlike many of the Republicans in this country who stand on sand and then do deals saying, yeah, you know, I'll vote for this tax increase if I get this on the back end. And they continue to moderate their principles, and moderated principles don't win elections. So Waleed Shaheed is writing that, and then he also says on Twitter, and I responded, if you combine Sanders, Warren, and Harris, that's 37% of voters who want a candidate who supports Medicare for all, a Green New Deal, and free college. Only 35% who support Biden. And he was quoting a Quinnipiac poll. And that actually goes in line with another poll that came out where it says that 43% of Americans, I believe it is, why is it when I always want something I can't find it? I've been reading it all year. But basically 43% of Americans believe socialism would be good for the nation. And that's all this Medicare for all is socialism. A Green New Deal, that's all it is socialism. It's confiscating the fruits of your labor through force. Whether it's your farting cows on your field, or whether it's your money to pay for illegal aliens' health care and illegal aliens' education and illegal aliens' this, that, and the other, free college for all. So if we're supposed to pay for illegal aliens' health care, they're going to be dumped into Medicaid or Medicare. Because Medicare for all. So all of these older folks that have been paying into Medicare are going to be pushed out by the invaders. The illegal alien invaders. So a newly released Gallup poll found that a whopping 43% of Americans say socialism would be a good thing for the country. God help us. When Waleed Shaheed says on Twitter that 37% of the voters want a candidate who supports socialism, I always say that you have to take about 30% of the population, but now it's growing. It's been growing over the past 10 years. So now it's probably close to like 40%, like Gallup. And they can't find their own ass with both of their hands. They expect, actually demand, that people take care of them. The equal distribution of misery. The poll found that Americans are split on viewing economy as free market or government controlled. Americans today are more closely divided than they were earlier in the last century when asked whether some form of socialism would be good or bad thing for the country. While 51% of adults say socialism would be a bad thing for the country, 43% believe it would be a good thing. We are holding on by 1%. And this election in 2020 is going to be. I said 2018 was the most important. 2020 is going to be even more important. Now that contrasts with a 1942 Roper Fortune survey that found 40% describing socialism as a bad thing, only 25% as a good thing. That was 1942. When did the Department of Education get established? The dumbing down of America. The Democrats need to keep you stupid. That's what Jonathan Gruber told us, remember? Obamacare was passed and was able to pass because the Democrats relied on the stupidity of the American people. And that's why I love this mic, because our listeners aren't stupid. And we try to keep you educated. Wayne Allen Root is up next. Thank you so much. This is Megan Barth with ReaganBabe.com. Go over there, sign up for my newsletter. I'll be talking to you next Tuesday, same time, same place.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
92.